Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Here are a few fantastic animal facts you may not know. A group of parrots is called a pandemonium. I like that. A flamingo's head must be upside down when it eats. And the reasoning ability of crows rivals that of 7-year-old humans. My granddaughter Clara is 7 and crazy about bugs. She collects bugs. She talks about bugs. When Clara finds a new bug, her eyes light up and she introduces it to everyone in the family. I don't share Clara's love for the creepy crawlies, but the more I read about bugs, the more I appreciate their creator. Spiders spin threads out of their backsides, you know. Threads stronger than anything humans can create. What? The webbing of the bark spider is 25 times stronger than steel. The disgusting cockroach is a survivor. They can live a month without food, hold their breath for 40 minutes, live for a week without a head, huh? And withstand high doses of radiation. In fact, it may be the only animal that would survive a nuclear blast. Therefore, in a nuclear apocalypse, most countries would still have fully functioning governments. Sorry, very bad joke. The reigning powerlifting champion of the world is the horned dung beetle. It can pull 1,141 times its own body weight. That's like me bench pressing 200,000 pounds. The bug that causes my eyebrows to jump, though, is the plant hopper. As it jumps, its long hind legs extend in a millionth of a second. If these legs don't fire at exactly the same fraction of a millisecond, the bug would spin wildly off course, like characters in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. So how are its legs timed so incredibly precisely? Researchers found the answer looking through a microscope. At the base of each hind leg is a gear with microscopic teeth. These gears interlock perfectly. As the legs push off, the gears spin at 50,000 teeth per second, forcing each leg to move in exact unison. This ensures that the plant hopper will jump perfectly straight every time. Incredible. Stupendous. What a creature. What a creator. Clara's bug of the week is the caterpillar. This squirmy eating machine consumes many times its body weight each day, then hangs upside down from a twig or leaf, spinning itself a silky cocoon or molting into a shiny chrysalis. Inside its new home, the caterpillar releases enzymes that melt its tissues to mush. But soon the caterpillar soup arranges itself into new cells, which group into tissues, organs, and body parts. And when that new creature, that stunningly beautiful butterfly or moth, emerges, it is nothing like the leaf-chomping worm with legs it was before. Guided by a brain the size of a pinhead, the majestic monarch butterfly will gently flap 3,000 miles to Central America, ending up at the same tree its parents landed on a generation or two earlier. That is truly one of the great wonders of our world, reflecting the Creator who offers the same thing to us when we trust in Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This is the promise of the gospel, that because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, by grace through faith, we receive new life and we will be transformed. The process may be messy, but the final product will be magnificent, and one day we're going to fly. That's a little lesson from Clara's favorite bug. And here's her favorite joke. Don't eat a caterpillar. You'll get butterflies in your stomach.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.